This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern, podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Financial Brand Forum episodes brought to you by Nice Actimize, D. Hilton Associates, and Despite Impossible podcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the Financial Brand Forum here in lovely Las Vegas, Nevada. And in the studio lounge, we have Ripley's Billy Collins. How are you, Billy?
I'm doing great. Thanks.
Good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you, too. It's been a fun show.
I know. We're in the kind of the home stretch now.
We are.
And everyone's kind of exhaling.
A little bit.
A little. It's been a busy one.
It has been. You know what? Today has been a day where I've heard from participants that they're getting quite a lot out of the sessions.
Good.
We're seeing a lot of good traffic in this hall,
yep.
And people are saying the sessions today have been really good. So I think people are ready to be done, kind of. It's been 3 days. In Las Vegas, but I think they're learning a lot today. It's been pretty active.
That's the thing that I've heard about the Financial Brand Forum is that the content is really second to none. The speakers mm-hmm. are just top notch. And so I think that's why so many people flock here. And then also to network
yeah.
in giant exhibit halls like this with folks like you. So
yeah.
Before we dive into what you got out of the show and things like that, tell us a little bit about Whipfly.
Sure.
Whipfly, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so Whipfly is a 100-year-old consulting firm that provides pretty traditional services. Yeah, can you believe
firm?
It, right?
Are you kidding me?
Founded by Clarence Whipfly, I believe, back in the 1920s or 30s.
Wow.
Don't quote me on that.
Okay.
Pretty traditional advisory stuff to credit unions and banks. A lot of regional and community credit unions and banks that provide services to. But we're here because, you know, Whipfly also has been investing in the last 10 to 15 years in its digital capabilities. So everything from digital strategy, data analytics, design strategy, and then custom mobile and web application build-outs. So we've been focusing a lot on digital, and this is the perfect place to talk to credit unions and banks about what's going on in digital and, you know, hopefully maybe challenge their thinking a little bit about growth. We've always served credit unions to help them grow sustainably with traditional services, and now it's time to sort of rethink that growth path with digital in mind.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah, digital is what's making the world go. Digital and data.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's making the world go round right now.
That's right.
So, I mean, what was the big takeaway for you? Because obviously, mm-hmm. yeah, the traffic's been great. You're my next door neighbor, one
yeah.
block over,
that's
essentially.
Right.
But what's the big takeaway for you for the show this year?
You know,
or any sessions or anything like that?
Like I said, we work with a lot of regional credit unions and banks, and oftentimes those folks know that there's a gap between what is going on in their digital customer experience and what everyone else here is telling them they need to be doing
yeah.
in their digital customer
yeah.
experience. And so I come from a product management background, a customer-centric design background, and so I always think in terms of product development, minimum viable products. And so folks get really overwhelmed at an event like this thinking about all the technology possibilities. And so we take a step back and say, all right, what is the first rock on your digital roadmap and how can we make a minimum viable product out of that, right? What is the first thing that you need to launch to get to market and then test with your customers? Because we believe, like a lot of folks in the product space, that your customer is the ultimate arbiter of truth for success for
yeah.
your organization.
Yeah.
And so if you can get something in front of a customer, get them to give you feedback and then iterate on that thing, you're going to be much better set up to do digital well for your customers and sustainably
yeah.
than
yeah.
if you were to just buy the next technology off the shelf and implement it and just hope it goes well. We've heard way too many stories of implementations go wrong,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm. Indeed. And so, and what are you hearing in the hallways here? What's been the conversation or the topic, the hot topic?
I'm sure you've talked to a lot of folks who say, man, there's a lot of talk about AI.
A little bit.
I think a lot of it is, okay, we've heard great examples. You know, I sat in a session this morning about customer loyalty. Excellent examples, like a lot of motivating topics there, but a lot of folks are saying, okay, what do I need to do to now make this practical for my organization? Because a lot of folks want to do big things, but they don't know where to start. And so we're trying to help bridge that gap between, oh my goodness, I know I need to move, but I'm not ready to move as far as some of these other organizations
yeah,
have. So
yeah.
let's put together a roadmap to figure out step one, step two, step
okay.
three.
Okay.
Yeah, a lot of that.
And so how does this conference in particular, I'm sure you guys
mm-hmm.
attend a lot of conferences, but how does this one in particular help you do your job better or help
yeah.
Whipfly do its job better?
So obviously,
financial institutions.
In addition to talking to other financial institutions who could be clients of ours, for me, I think it's been great to learn from other fintechs that are here
mm-hmm.
because we'll often help organizations, you know, redesign or rebrand their websites, make them a little bit more modern. In some cases, we have the opportunity to sort of rebuild mobile banking applications for organizations. But to learn what all the different fintechs here are doing is really impactful for us, because more than anything else, what we love to do is partner with some of those fintechs. So they might have a unique solution that an FI we work with wants to tap into. And so we can be that bridge between what the FI currently has going on in the digital space and what the fintech can offer, and sort of be that integration unit. So it's really cool to see what everybody's brought to the table in terms of demos and technology, so that we can begin to build a perspective on how we can stitch some of that together for the FIs we currently work with.
Did you do any sessions, or did you like host any sessions?
I did not this year. Okay. No, I think we submitted a little bit too late for sessions, but I did sit in on several. Okay. I mentioned the loyalty one this morning, sat in on a few artificial intelligence ones, because our data and analytics practice in particular is moving very quickly to do more and more and more machine learning for our clients. Everything from, I probably couldn't even name a use case, but we're spending a lot of time talking about machine learning and AI. We have great data analysts who do a lot of work in that space. So learning everything I can on what FIs are talking about here, so I can take it back to our practice leaders and help them develop a perspective on how they can approach FIs with their services.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And kind of segueing from that, I'm wrapping up a question. When I wrap up questions, like, what are you seeing in the industry that's kind of keeping you guys on your toes or on the edge of your seat?
Yeah.
And then maybe how can you transfer that to putting your bank out there?
You know, I think a lot of folks have talked about artificial intelligence over the last 2 years, and we're finally starting to see smaller FIs, regional FIs, develop a perspective on the direction they want to take, but they may not have the people or the time in-house to do real proofs of concept that allow them to show their board what can successfully happen with a good AI implementation. Yeah. And so I think while bigger banks have been spending a lot of time experimenting and throwing a lot of money at the problem of AI, folks here are at the point where they're going to start experimenting and prove the concept in their specific area, which is really important because these guys are very community focused. And so we're helping a lot of them figure out how to experiment better safely and securely. So we do a lot of co-pilot implementations with FIs concerned about data fidelity and safety and security and regulations. And so we focus a lot on making sure that you can safely implement and do proofs of concept so that when you're ready to scale, there are no questions about that and you're ready to go.
And we're so early in the process.
So early
in the game. So,
and it's okay to be early. It's okay to not be on the leading edge of some of this stuff sometimes. Sometimes you want to be a leader. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's okay to develop an internal perspective and then take that to market with the way that you're going to serve your community.
Just get going.
Exactly.
So don't let the train leave that station.
Exactly. And that's why, as many AI conversations as we're having here, I think it's finally starting to sink in. I spent all of last year doing AI talks at conferences, and everybody was still like, I don't really know how to experiment. I don't know if I should buy a $20 GPT license or what have you. But here, I think it's finally starting to sink in. People get it. They need to move. They know they need to move, and they're doing their best.
I think there's enough use cases out there to really have the proof in the pudding, so to speak, to like, okay, this is where we got to go for sure. And as time goes on, there's going to be even more and more use cases, which is going to reaffirm to everybody else, okay, got to jump on.
Well, and more and more people are excited to see where open banking is going to go, and so they're maybe more willing to start experimenting now for a future where it's going to be easier for them to implement some of this stuff. I mean, the thing that I talk mostly to FIs about is you need to think much differently about your business model. What is the business you want to be in 5 years? And is the business model you have now the one that's going to take you there? And in most cases, it's not. So you have to start thinking and planning for that in the future.
Well said, sir. Well said. All right. Anything else, Billy, to add to wrap up here? Any final thoughts?
I think we have a couple hours left.
To get back,
we have a couple hours left. I think there's a few more sessions I'm really excited to attend.
Yeah.
And we've got a few more conversations planned. So this is great.
All right, Billy. Well, thank you very much for hanging out with us for a few minutes. And good luck with the last couple of hours.
You too.
Financial Brand Forum episodes brought to you by NiceActimize, D. Hilton Associates, and Despite Impossible Podcasts. Quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stearns, podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On With Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.